What up, Wild Crew? This is episode one of Running Wild. I'm super excited to be here with you guys. We have an interview for our first episode, and I'm going to be asking the questions. And if you listen to our intro interview or our intro episode, you would know him as the Pusher. We have the one and only James Granado here for an interview today.
Yeah.
What up, James?
What's up? This feels super weird because I'm supposed to be the host and you're supposed to be the co-host.
Oh, not today.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to jump right in. I'm going to start off with a kind of a fun question, James. I want to know what you're scared of. Tell the Wild Crew your biggest fear.
Well, all right. So my biggest fear, I know this sounds crazy. My biggest fear is old age. You're laughing at me. Oh my gosh.
Why are you scared of old age?
Oh man. First of all, I'm terrified of getting old. And not, you know, there's nothing wrong with older people. Like, I don't have anything against them.
They're wise.
But, yeah, they're very wise, and I love that.
Usually.
Yeah, I love that aspect about them. But I hate to see people deteriorate. I hate to see how they once were young, vibrant, and, you know, once they get up to the older age, you know, it's hard to walk. Some of them, and most of them have physical problems. You know, just deterioration, you know. And, you know, I've seen family and friends get older. You know, that's my biggest fear. I know, like, I don't have fear of, like, really getting old and growing up and getting older, but I do have a fear. Like, I just hate it, and it just really bothers me to see the ones you love and then to know that people had vibrant lives and now they're getting old and close to the end of life. I don't know. It's just crazy.
You're getting old, James. I hate to admit it to you, but
I am. And you guys out there remind me every day that I'm stinking old. I'm stinking 29, folks. Come on.
Wow, so old.
That's terrible.
Okay, so in this episode, we are going to interview James, and I think the goal of it is to just redefine success for our listeners a little bit. Share your heart on success, because I know we've had tons of conversations about it, but can you share? I'm going to share, actually, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to share the definition of success, like the dictionary definition.
Okay.
Because it's super simple. It blew my mind when I looked it up, but it literally says the accomplishment of one's goals.
Wow. That's crazy.
How simple.
That's super simple. Like, that's crazy because, like, the world, like, defines success totally different.
Yeah.
Like, the accomplishment of one's goals. Like,
that means, like, my goal is to get off of the couch. And if I do it, I'm successful, bro.
Girl, you are so successful. Wow, that's crazy. That's so simple. It's crazy. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. Super simple. So can you tell us some different types of success?
Yeah, I think especially with this definition, you know, the accomplishment of one's goals. Like, so that means you could have, like, financial goals.
Yeah.
You can have educational goals. You can have health goals, you know, fitness mm-hmm. goals, career goals, you know, relational goals. And so basically, you know, whatever area that you set goals in, that can be your avenue to success. So it could look different, you know, money, power, education, your career, you know, just things like that. Like, that's,
yeah,
to me, that's the different areas of what success can be.
That's freeing, because a lot of times I think it's all money related.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't think it's only you. I think this culture,
yeah,
social media and the world has presented that. Like,
yeah,
if you're not DJ Khaled in a mansion making
DJ
millions of
dollars.
Yeah, I know. We the best. Hey. But if you're not that, then are you not successful? You know, if you're not a famous movie actor or a rich,
yeah,
person, like, are you successful? So a lot of times when we hear the word success, we automatically think about money.
Yeah.
But that's not true. According to this dictionary and according to what we want to inspire all of our listeners to do or what it's about, it's not about only money. Yes, maybe with success, money can come, but it's setting a goal, accomplishing that, and boom, you just became the most successful person in the room.
Yeah, and just to expand on what we want to inspire our listeners to do, we don't want you guys to just set a goal of like getting off the couch. That was a joke.
Yeah,
we want to
do it.
Yeah, do it. But we want you to set goals that better yourself. Whether they're big or small or short term or long term or all of the above, we want you to set a goal that betters yourself for tomorrow and betters your family and betters your future kids or current kids. I don't know. I don't have kids or a family. I mean, I got a family, but not.
No, I'm laughing right now. That's so funny. It's like, I don't have a family. But yeah, no, you do. But I'm laughing right now because my heart is beating super fast. Like, not because I'm nervous, but because what you just said is like inspiring me to do better. Like, why are we doing this? Like, what is this all about?
Yeah.
And it's about true success. It's about doing something to better yourself. And so I want that for my life, but not only for my life. I want that for my friends, my family, and also the Wild Crew. Like
the
you,
wild
like you listeners, like out there, the Wild Crew, like let's live wild, let's be successful. And so like, yeah, let's dive into that. Like, I don't know why I'm here. Actually, I know I'm here because we're freaking the host, but we're doing this interview thing. So it's really awkward. Abby's asking the question. So
here we
it's
go.
It's really weird, but yeah,
I guess
go.
We already jumped in, but we'll just continue. So you kind of just hit on that. Why we chose to do a podcast on success.
Yeah.
We kind of both just
jumped
ruined that question. But just expand, because I know we've had conversations and you have shared with me from a very young age, you have been driven by success.
Yeah.
So just share with the Wild Crew some of those stories and just your heart on that.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, you know, as we were talking, you know, I've mentioned that, you know, I come from a large family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I come from, you know, parents who, you know, didn't have it easy in life. My dad, you know, he only went to the first grade, and my grandpa pulled him out of school to work in the fields, you know, back in Kansas and Texas in that area. And so my dad never had an education, okay? My dad worked all his life, and he still works. And so he had this mindset, you know, that you have to keep and take care of what you have because you may not have anything tomorrow. And so he had this mindset growing up, you know, with us kids. You know, the crazy thing is he never taught us anything, you know. He just lived it out. And
that's
so
cool.
Same thing with my mom, you know, and I'm not bashing my parents in any way.
No, yeah.
I'm just setting up this part because this has influenced my life in a crazy way.
Yeah.
You know, my mom only went to the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love my parents to death. I mean, I absolutely love my parents, like, with the greatest passion, you know. And I love my wife, and she knows that, you know, it's God, her, and then my parents, because they've been part of my life in a huge way. And so here are my parents who grew up with, you know, really nothing at all, you know, not any finances. They worked for everything they have.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had, you know, six kids. And so here they are, you know, raising these six kids to the best of their ability. And, you know, I was never sat down and said, oh, you know, hey, make sure you're successful, son. You know, it was just always exampled. You know, they always just showed me, you know, by through their example. And so I say that to say, you know, now I have these brothers who are all, you know, grown up. And it's crazy because we all have an entrepreneur mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what does that come from? Does that come from, like, I want more? Does it come from, man, you know, we were raised that, you know, tomorrow we may not have anything, so we got to work for it today. I don't know where it comes from, but all I know is at a young age, I was super inspired with an entrepreneur mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are some funny stories, but when I was 12 years old, lived in a small town in Texas, and my mom, you know, without my dad knowing, would sacrifice everything to give her boys and her kids what they wanted. Not just what they needed, but what they wanted. You know, my dad took care of the finances. So, like, he was like, no, that's, you know, you don't need that. You know, you don't need that. So, no. But my mom was like, hey, you know, you know, just this time, you know, don't tell your dad. And so, you know, it's just awesome. I love my mom, and they both sacrifice so much. But I was 12 years old, and I was walking through Walmart, and my mom, it was just me and my mom, and was walking through the kitchen aisle, and I saw for the very first time a 1999, which is dollars, not like a model, but 1999, like $19.99 snow cone machine. And for some reason, I saw that, and something like just jumped out in my heart, like, hey, buy that and start a snow cone business. And I was like, I'm 12 years old. You know, I'm 12 years old. And so I don't have any money, right? So I just began to like beg my mom, like, mom, buy the snow cone machine. Please buy the snow cone machine. You know, I'm going to start a snow cone business in the front yard. And, you know, my mom, she loves us, right? So like, she's kind of like, you know, oh, okay, just whatever, you know, just don't tell your dad or don't, you know, whatever. And so I bought the snow cone machine, but with that snow cone machine, you know, in order to make snow cones, you need ice, you know, you need the syrup, the flavors, you know, you need the cups, the utensils and all that. And so my mom was like, okay, I'm going to buy you this, but with the money you make, you're going to pay for it all. You're going to pay me back. And I said, okay, so I made a deal. So she bought the cup, she bought the, all the supplies. We ran home. I mean, not ran home. We didn't run. We drove home, and I literally got started in an instant. I ran to my room. I grabbed some shelves that had like, you know, multicolored patterns on it, and I went outside and I set up shop. Like, I put out a sign, got some ice, got an extension cord, ran it through the window.
Oh my god!
And had a snow cone, like a little stand outside. So I started this, and that first day, like, it's weird. Who buys, like, what? Like, I had the whole neighborhood lining up to buy snow cones from me. And so that was the start of my very first business ever. And so 12 years old, making money, right? I pay my mom back. It was so successful that my parents made me hire my brother and sister. And they may tell you a different story, but that's how I remember it. Okay?
And so, this is our podcast, yeah, so you can say it how you want.
That's right, that's right. If you're listening, this is how it went. And so there we are in the front yard every day after school selling snow cones. And I'm talking about the neighborhood kids would come and buy, the grown-ups in the neighborhood would come by. I'm talking about cars would stop as they're driving through to buy these snow cones. It grew so much that we had to buy better machines. We had to drive an hour away to get better equipment. And also, we weren't buying those little cheap syrup bottles anymore. We grew, and we started buying gallon syrup bottles. I mean, there's huge things with pumps. And I'm talking about, we had flavors galore. And there we are, setting up shop at 12 years old in my front yard, making money. So that was my first experience with success, like having a goal to do something, a passion to do something, and just doing it. I didn't do it for the money at the beginning. I was just like, man, it's gonna be awesome. The same year, you know, this is crazy because this is how that's how I've been all my life. The same year, we're walking through Walmart again, and I see some hair clippers, right? And the first thing that runs through my mind is, dude, if I learn how to cut my own hair, then my parents don't have to pay for a haircut anymore. And so I once again asked my mom, hey, mom, they're, you know, I think they're like $30. I said, can you buy me these clippers? I said, I'll start cutting my hair. And my mom looked at me. She says, okay, if I buy these, you're going to cut your hair from now on, and you're not going to barber. So if you mess it up, you mess it up.
Dang, mom, sassy.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think I did that for a dramatic effect. But anyway, so there we are, right? So I buy these clippers. We go home. I'm about to say I run home again. We go home. I'm so excited. Open the box. I don't know how to cut hair. And get this. I'm 29 years old. So when I was 12, that's 17 years ago or something like that. So they didn't have YouTube. Okay, maybe they did. But it was like the very beginning. So you couldn't learn how to cut hair back then.
You didn't have access to it if you did have it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I didn't have a phone. I didn't have anything. And so I just began to cut my own hair. I just whip, mirror, whoop, cut it. Whoop. Boom, success. Not really, because it was jacked up.
Oh, gosh, I
put my twin brother in the chair, cut his hair, whoop, mess up. The neighborhood kids across the street cut their hair. I mean, it was all off. It was crazy. No. But here I was. Didn't know how to do lines. Didn't have to do anything. So I'm 29 now, right, Abby? Ask me who cuts my hair.
Who cuts your hair, James?
I do. It's crazy, because I've carried that ever since I was 12 years old. And from there, I've been able to cut, you know, my family's hair when they need it, you know, friends' hair when they need it, you know, in the college dorm room, cutting their hair. And it's just,
ooh,
it's a business. It's a good little hustle. Like, hey, if I want 10 bucks, hey, man, dude, your hair looks a little long. You want a haircut? Charge 10 bucks. You make my $10 there. So just at a young age.
Yeah.
You know, and now, you know, I own a few businesses, you know, and people can say what they want, like if they're successful or not because of the money aspect. But in reality, they are successful because I'm doing something to better myself every day.
Yeah.
So it started in me, this mindset, this entrepreneur mindset, this success mindset, this drive a long, long time ago.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sorry. That was so like explained out, but that's my life story.
No, that's cool. I like hearing about that because I didn't have that same, obviously we didn't have the same childhood, yeah. But I don't think I ever paid any attention or was aware of anything like that. I was aware of my parents' financial situations, yeah. But it never occurred to me to do anything about it. Like I just thought I was a kid.
No, and the crazy thing too is like, you know, my parents, they never showed that. Like it was like they worked, they grinded, you know, they went to work and they did it all day, every day. But there was just something in me that I realized at that young age, like, man, like, what can I do to make our lives better? And mm-hmm. it's just been a drive in me. And so, you know, I owe it all to those moments, to my dad showing me by example, and to my mom saying yes at Walmart. Like, thanks, Mom. I freaking love y'all.
Shout out, Mama.
That's right.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Has comparison ever played a role in how success has affected your life or your pursuit of success?
Yeah, it has. I think comparison has played both roles, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want first?
Let me hear the bad.
Okay, the bad. Okay, so a lot of times I've compared myself to quote-unquote successful people mm-hmm. because, of course, you know, mainstream, the world, social media, they put those people up front first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've compared myself to business owners. I've compared myself to entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've compared myself to people who work in the same field that I do. And just because I'm not where they are at has put a damper sometimes on my dreams because it has sometimes brings defeat. You know, some of them are making millions of dollars that are in my field. Some of them are, you know, entrepreneurs that are doing it big, that are world famous. And here I am, some dude in Georgia now. And, you know, nobody knows my name. And so there I am comparing myself, thinking like, man, I'm so unsuccessful. Like, yeah. I am so not where I'm supposed to be. And, man, and I then had this pity party. I began to mope around the house. I began to complain to my wife, like, man, I'm not successful. Man, I'm not where I need to be. And I begin to complain. And so a lot of times comparison in that way has brought negativity.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, some comparison has inspired me truly, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that comparison, like, you know, I'll see even those same people that I've compared to and had a negative vibe to because of it or defeat because of it. Some of those same people have also inspired me, you know, when I compare myself to them to do more
yeah.
and to work harder. And knowing that, you know what, they didn't get there overnight, you mm-hmm. know, they worked their butts off. And so that's, you know, that inspires me as well. And so comparison has played both roles in my life. And so what I would like to say to our listeners, to the Wild Crew, is if you find yourself comparing yourself to other people, you know, always protect yourself, because sometimes comparison can kill.
Yeah.
But sometimes comparison can inspire. So just be careful when you're comparing yourself to others, maybe in your same field or whatever, or where you want to be. But just be inspired by that. And if you have that bad sense or whatever, then you're going to have to help battle your mind to get out of that funk.
Yeah.
So yeah, it plays both parts, and just always choose a good one.
What are some areas that you feel successful in your life now?
Ooh, that's a good one. Success, if we go back to the dictionary definition, the accomplishment of one's goals. I'm going to just talk about real life stories, like right now, that some areas where I feel successful at. We started this success group eight weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What the success group is, it's really, let's say, an accountability group.
Yeah.
We sat down. Can I just share the story? Is that fine, listeners? Is that fine, Abby?
Yeah, you can do that.
So
I'm the host, and I say yes. So.
So 8 weeks ago, I can't believe it's been 2 months.
Yeah, two months ago,
we were driving out late at night, you know, me and my wife and a few of our friends, and you were there.
I was.
And we went to a bookstore. We went to Books A Million. And we're there, and we're all in different sections of the store, right? And, of course, my ambition is, you know, business, entrepreneurship, success, all that kind of stuff. So that's the first place I went. So I'm standing there, and I'm reading these books, and, you know, trying to get little snippets of good gold nuggets there. And you came up to me because I was really in deep thought, because I have this drive, this determination, this dream to be successful with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And to like help each other get there. And so I was in deep thought, like, man, like, I know we're created for more. I know we can do this. And so I'm standing there in deep thought. And then you look at me, you walk by and you say, like, you had all the sass. I mean, just being real, right?
Me?
Like, yeah,
no.
you're like, what are you doing, James? You're reading that book to try to get rich for all of us? And like immediately without even thinking, like, I turned around with the same amount of sass.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I was so serious. Like, I wasn't trying to be mean or anything. I was just serious. And I was like, yes, Abby. Like, yes. Like, I want to get rich and bring people with me.
Yeah.
And be a part of a group. So that stirred something in all of our hearts that night.
I think
there was like, what, five of us
there? I think we all came and gathered around you
after you said that. Like, yeah, we were in a circle. Books A Million. At 10 p.m. at night. And we're in this circle in the business area, the entrepreneur area. And we're just having this deep discussion. Like, what can we do to better our lives?
Yeah.
What can we do to get us out of this rut? What did we do, Abby? We left that night, right, with a different determination.
Yeah, we did.
And we said, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to have a roundtable meeting.
We did it the next day.
Yeah,
the next night.
Like, the next night, we made time to make it happen. And we brought these friends together.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were seven of us. We brought these friends together. And we literally just sat down. And I don't know how the conversation started, but we created these three goals.
Mm-hmm.
These three goals. It was a spiritual goal,
mm-hmm.
a financial goal,
mm-hmm.
and a health goal. And we sat there and we were just real and raw with each other. Like, listen, I want better for my life. Do you want better for yours? And we all agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically all signed a contract in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, we created these goals and we're like, we're going to do better. And so we created this accountability group, better known as our success group.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been going 8 weeks strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've challenged each other to read every week,
mm-hmm.
and we've all read, you know, mm-hmm. different things to empower us. You know, we're working on our fitness goals right now. Right now, the areas that I feel success in, I think that was your original question, is those two things right now. Because me and my wife have been waking up every morning at 5 and 6 a.m. to go to the gym and work out. I bought a meal plan, and I spent a lot of money so that we could eat healthy. And so that's what we're doing. So we're both on that success train right now, because we've been reading for 8 weeks straight. We've been working out 5 days a week, and it feels so amazing. Now, there's sacrifices in that.
Yeah.
You know, with our job, with what we do on a daily basis, I don't go to bed till 1 or 2 in the morning. I know you guys out there, you health freaks, you're going to tell me I don't get enough sleep. I understand, but I'm working on it, okay? And then we wake up 4, 5, or 6, depending on the day, and we go work out. So right now, in this moment, those are the areas that I feel successful at, is this accountability group,
mm-hmm.
inspiring our circle to do more, which I think we're doing incredible.
Yeah, we are.
I really do. And then it's my physical health. Like, Abby, today I ate tomatoes. I ate bell pepper. And I'm about to eat mushroom for dinner here in a minute.
I'm disgusted because I don't eat any of that.
I was in the same boat, right? Like, my mom tried all her life, like my life, ugh. When I lived at the house. And then my wife for the past 4 years tried to make me do it. No, not one bit. But something switched in my brain. And mm-hmm. that's where I feel successful at right now is my mindset.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do whatever it takes to accomplish these 6 months goal, these 6 month goals that we've created. Because I want to be successful. Yeah. Now, I don't have the perfect body, but I'm going to in the next 4 months because we got four more months to go. So what's up? I'm gonna eat tomatoes. I'm gonna eat fish. Gross.
I'm not. I'm not eating tomatoes and I'm not eating fish.
You're gonna get there one day, trust me.
Okay, so on the flip side of that question, what are some areas that you need to work on?
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, so some areas that I think I need to work on, goodness. I'll be honest. I realized this last night, okay? And this ain't a setup for this interview, but I realized that I'm a big downer if people don't have the same goals as me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
that's real.
Yeah, it's real. Like I realized last night that, you know, I prejudge people
mm-hmm.
if they don't have the same passion as me or the same energy as me. And I realized that that was my flaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stepped back last night because I was talking to somebody and I was trying to inspire them because that's my name, the pusher.
Like,
I'm going to push you to be successful. And so there I am. I'm like, oof, 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 you know, like I'm just out there barking, right? Like, no, this is what success is. This is what you got to do. And then that person looked at me and they were like, well, I think I am successful because
just
I'm doing this.
Way.
Yeah, I'm doing this, 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 and this. And immediately in my head, I was like, yes, you are right.
Yeah.
Like, I am wrong. You are right. So that person I was talking to last night, forgive me if you're listening. But that's one reason or one thing that I know I need to work on. It's like, look, our success stories are going to look totally different.
Yeah.
You know, our goals are going to be different. But if you have the right mindset, then that, you know, to bring you success, then we're on the same boat. It just looks different.
Yeah.
So I got to stop. I wouldn't say judging people, but looking down upon people if they don't have the same passion, energy. You know, I can't look down on you because you don't want to eat tomatoes, even though I think you should.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But that's one thing I'm working on and definitely something that.
Yeah.
I want to continue working on. So,
because life would be boring if we were all successful at the same things, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And so, you know, the next couple of weeks and this whole year, like, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
And I realized I was going to sleep last night, like, okay, I want to inspire people, you know?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean putting them down.
Yeah, that doesn't mean inspiring them to do what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
It just means
so,
do it in their way.
Yeah, so I want to encourage people. So whatever season they are in their life, I'm going to encourage you. Like,
yeah.
Hey, if like you said earlier, like if you're going to get off the couch and you do it and that's success, then I'm going to encourage you to do it again.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't mean you have to wake up at 4 a.m. and work out like me, you know? So
yeah.
That's what I'm working on right now.
Because success is different for person to person, but also season to season, because there were definitely seasons in my life where literally getting out of the bed was success and going to work was success. And now I think success is a little deeper now for me.
Yeah.
I know we made a joke about it earlier, but I'm literally going to the gym after I leave here.
Yeah.
And there was a season in my life where that was not even possible.
Yeah.
It just wasn't possible for me. So success is different for everybody, just to reiterate.
Yeah. Different seasons is too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what role does failure play in your success?
Ooh, that's a good one.
This is my favorite question.
Yeah, that's a good one. Failure. Man, Abby, if I could tell you how many times I failed in my life, like when it came to like different success paths, like different businesses, mm-hmm. ideas, different things that I failed at.
How many times you've tried to be healthy?
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, for real. Like,
everyone.
Like here I am. You know, 29 and I'm finally doing it, you know,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm athletic and I've tried over the years over and over, but it was my mindset.
Yeah.
And so I failed a lot. Like I've had a gym membership for 4 years, Abby,
mm-hmm.
and I bought a gym program a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of money and I will tell you right now, the past 2 weeks is the most I've ever been in the gym the past 4 years consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So things are changing. So
your mindset's changing.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And I think failure plays a big role in that because it inspires me to do better.
And I think if you don't fail, you can't succeed.
I think failure, you know, if we want to go that route, you know, it will only make you better. Mm-hmm. Because if you didn't succeed the first time, now you have double portion of determination to
accomplish. If you let it. Because a lot of times people will let failure defeat them and then they quit. And that's how you're not successful.
Yeah.
You can only not be successful when you quit.
Yeah. Like if you were to ask me, James, have you ever quit before? I would tell you no.
Never, ever. Never quit.
I have this passion. Like I've probably failed 3,000 million times. I don't even know if that's a number.
Three.
You know, maybe three.
We'll go with that.
I said three bajillion trillion times. But I don't think I've ever given up.
Yeah. Some things you should, depending on the habit or whatever, you know.
True. But in this
quitting's
case,
not always bad. But if you want to be successful, doing things that are better for you and bettering you, you shouldn't quit at.
Yep. That's right.
That's good. So we have this quote. It's kind of what we foundational to our success group, but it says, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together.
Yeah.
Tell me what that means to you.
I think, you know, and I'm gonna bring Kevin Hart into this conversation. So
what up, dog, Kevin?
Hey, at Kevin Hart, if you're listening to me or listening to this.
Is that his Instagram name?
I don't know what
at Kevin Hart.
It might be. I don't
know. I hope so.
But Kevin Hart, hey, what's up, boy? I love you.
No, give us a shout out.
Shout out, yeah. Running Wild podcast, Kevin Hart. No, you know, he inspires me in a lot of ways. You know, he recently came out with a documentary, and I think that this displays exactly what this quote means.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. And in this documentary, Kevin Hart talks about his friends, his boys, his homies that have been with him through it all. And they're where they want to be. I mean, they've gone a long way,
mm-hmm.
but they've done it together. And so in that documentary, it inspires me because it's like, man, you know, success is not for the loner, you know, success is meant to be shared. And so here we are with the success group. You know, we have 7 people in our group, you know, and we're open to add people as long as they're willing to give.
We already have. We've added a couple, right?
Yeah, we have. Yeah. And so, you know, we're open to add these people to, you know, Wild Crew, if you're listening right now, what's up? If you want to be part of this group, hit us up. But, you know, we're looking for people who can take from the group, but who can also add. You know, in this documentary that I've watched, you know, Kevin Hart expects a lot from his friends, and they expect a lot out of him. It's not just a take mentality. It's a give and take mentality. So I think, you know, with this quote, you know, if you want to go far, go together. You know, people encourage and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had this mindset since I was young that, you know, when I'm at the top, I am not going to be alone.
Yeah.
I want to circle people around me.
What's the point if you're alone?
What's that? Yeah, yeah.
If you're at the
like,
top,
who can
alone.
You celebrate with?
Yeah.
You know, like, what is that? What is the point? Like, you reach success alone. Wow, big whoop. But if you have friends around you, it's party time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think people will, you know, the right people will drive you to go further. And I think that's what we have right now in our success group.
Yeah, that's cool. So this has been a good interview. Thanks for sharing your heart.
Yeah,
with
I appreciate it, man. The Hopefully pusher. These answers were good. Hey.
Hopefully they pushed you towards success, guys.
I know. I'm over here like just ready to share my whole heart and life with everybody.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You'll get a chance. It's fine.
Yeah.
So give us one way. I know you said you're on this health kick and you just started, but give us one way that you're gonna run wild towards success this week.
That's good. You know what? I think one thing that I'm going to do this week is try not to have limits or allow things to limit me. Because, so if there's anything in my life this week that tries to limit me, I'm going to ignore it. Because I really, truly want to run wild in the success journey that I'm on. And you know what? Forget the naysayers. You know what I'm saying? Forget those that come
against
you.
Let them motivate you.
Yeah, let them motivate me. So that's what I'm going to do this week. I am going to let all the negativity, I'm going to let anything that's trying to stop me just roll off my back. and I'm going to press forward. So that's how I'm going to run wild this week. Yeah.
That's good. Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
All right, guys. If you have made it this far into the episode, you are committed.
Episode one. Wow.
Wow. Dang. It is in the books,
Abby,
James.
Wait. Abby, before we close.
Okay.
We set a goal.
We set a goal.
To do one episode.
One episode.
We just accomplished it.
We did.
We are successful.
We are successful, and we are going to be successful every week from here on out, you guys.
Every week.
On Thursdays, we are releasing our new episode every week on Thursdays. Y'all do not want to miss next week, so it's going to be so good. Yeah.
So make sure you like, subscribe, or share whatever platform of podcast that you listen to. Listen to Running Wild Podcast. And then we want to leave you with this one challenge. I'm going to ask you the same question Abby asked me, okay? And then I want you to respond either on our social media pages or even on the podcast pages. Leave a message. But what is one way that you, our Wild Crew, is going to run wild towards success in this upcoming week? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to leave you with that. The Pusher is signing out. And I just want to say thank you so much, Abby, for this time. And just allow me to share my heart, even though we're like, this is our show.
This
like, I'm
wild,
acting like
dude.
I'm a guest. But thank you so much, guys, for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
And we'll see you guys next Thursday.
We out.
Peace.